Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to CWG on Country and Territory Names, as TLD call on the 21st of December at 2100 UTC. On the call today, we have Carlos Raul Gutierrez, Griffin Barnett, Yap Ackerhus, Laura Hutchinson, Mariana Kasich, Susan Payne, Sana Sanenen, and we do have apologies from Ann Beth Lang, Heather Forrest, and Yoke Braken. From staff, we have Bart Boswinkle, Lawrence Hoffman, Natalie Peregrine, and myself, Michelle D. Snyder. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Lars.
Thank you, Michelle. This is Lars for the record. As I said earlier, we're just going to have a very brief call today to kind of make sure we're all on the same page as we start into the new year and more substantive work on the three-character TLD. I've put the overview and analysis document up in the Adobe Connect room. It's also been sent around on the mailing list, this is the same version that I sent around earlier. It basically just summarizes the submissions that were made to the working group. Overall, we received 39. That includes the survey that was submitted by Center, which in itself contains, I believe, 11 or 12, possibly more. I don't have the number on top of my head. CCTLD responses. So this is all in there. I think the key points are all here on the first page. I won't bore you with reading through them. But please bear in mind that obviously this was done by staff, and so there's a chance that we overlooked certain things. We did our best not to, but nobody's perfect. So I very strongly encourage you to also consult when we start the work the response overview. That is the other document that I've also sent around a couple of times, which has the entire comments submitted, copy and pasted in them in reference to each of the questions. So that is the definite document, and this is a summary to make the work for the group easier. You might recall from our last call that Annabeth raised an issue concerning one of the questions, where the formulation of the question that was sent out in the questionnaire wasn't exactly what we had in mind, and so the responses might have been a bit skewed, and Annabeth was rightly concerned about that. When I read through all the responses for the summary, what I felt is that although obviously the question wasn't answered exactly to the issue that we wanted answers to, because the wording was not quite correct, but the sentiment of the answers was very much clear. And in fact, if you look here under general observations in the window, you have the three general overviews or three general responses that summarize the views of the community. So they can be put into the categories of someone no more future three character TLDs, only those that are based on the ISO list. Absolutely correct. Only those that are based on the ISO list. And maintain the status quo, so have a situation whereby, as it is the case now, the three character names from the ISO list cannot be applied for, but all the others can, as GTLDs. And the third one is open all three character codes, including those on the ISO list, as GTLDs. If you scroll down to pages 2, 3, and onwards, you'll see also a graphic overview of the responses. I've put them into 2, 3, into yes, no, and undecided categories. I'm going to unthink the document so you can scroll through at your own leisure. And then below, I'd put a quick suggestions for to-do list for the CWG. to things that I think come out of the responses that the group might want to work at in order to proceed with its work. Obviously, those are only suggestions, and the group might choose to pursue these or others. Then finally here, I'm just going to think this for 1 second, and I'm going to bring you all back up to page 2. Here on page 2, you see some summaries or an overview of the main arguments brought forward by the various submissions categorized into the three main viewpoints that are laid out earlier. So this is this document from, I propose, that it's a starting working document for the group after the holidays in the new year. And then I'm just going to, as a reminder, pull up, just to remind you what it looks like, the right file, the document that summarizes the actual full text submissions. History. There we go. So this is the document you also might refer to, which is obviously more lengthy and unfortunately has no graphs in them. A final note before I conclude this overview is that there's two submissions outstanding. Laura Hutchinson from Nominet is on the call, informed me that they were submitting responses very shortly, and Verisign, as I've indicated before, is also still outstanding with their submission. But we should have those after the holidays and in time for our next meeting. I'm going to leave it at this. Obviously open to any questions or additional comments or clarifications. Raise your hand in the Adobe Connect room, or otherwise speak out if you're not in there. Thank you. Looks like there's no questions. I'm going to just pull up quickly the other document again, the overview document. So if there's no questions at all, which is obviously a good thing, then we're going to have a very brief call today. I believe we agreed to meet again on Monday, the 11th of January, so not the first Monday of the new year, but the second. And from then onwards out, we're hopefully going to have our calls regularly every 2 weeks. And I encourage you to not only read this response over your questionnaire, but also the overview document. And something as a side note from staff, some of the arguments I found, and maybe you found the same, or maybe you found something different, it'd be interesting to discuss this, but some of the arguments I thought that were brought forward on all sides of people, on all viewpoints, were, if you want, justifications of preferences, rather than trying to find an underlying framework from which then a recommendation can flow. And I think for the work of the group, it'd be helpful and useful to start off the discussions on what should be the underlying framework for three character codes, and not to start from what would you like to see as the end product and then just find arguments to support that. Obviously easier said than done, but I think that would be a good starting point. And Carlos has raised his hand. Carlos, over to you.
Sorry, I got frozen, so I couldn't raise my hand a few minutes before. I had to reboot Lars, so sorry. I missed the last 2-3 minutes of your introduction, but I want to get an additional comment as well. Can you resume, and then I will make my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. This is Lars again. Carlos, I didn't quite understand what you missed, because your line is not the clearest.
I missed the last 2 minutes. I had to reboot my connection.
Okay, thank you, Carlos. This is Lars again.
Hello?
Curtis, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly. It was on my side that my computer...
Okay, Curtis, thank you. So rather than going through it all again, I think as a brief summary, Carlos, what we did, I talked the group through this document, pointed out the general observations, to-dos that might be some starting points for members of the group for the discussion next year, as you can see here on page one. And on page two, these are general overviews of the arguments brought forward. I pointed out quickly that some of the arguments are justifications or read like justifications for preferences rather than providing underlying frameworks on which then recommendations can be built. So I think for the group it might be more useful to start off with what should be the principle for three-letter codes, also bearing in mind what we decided on two-letter codes, and then take the recommendations from there rather than the other way around. And I pulled up the other document just to remind everybody that that is the authoritative summary of all the comments submitted to the group with a cutout or a copy and paste of the relevant sections word for word into a summary document. Those have not been edited by staff. They've just been pulled out and pasted in as they were. And then I suggested that we'll meet or remind everybody we meet on the 11th of January for our next call, and we're going to have calls every 2 weeks from there on out. And I think that was it, unless there are any other questions. Carlos, please.
Yes, this is Carlos for the record. Thank you very much, Lars. I just wanted to make a few comments. I praise you for your summary. It's excellent. I just want to note that some of the comments were rather lengthy and worthwhile reading again. Some people just not only answered the questions, but gave very good arguments. That's the case of Switzerland, of the Swiss government. It's also the case of the Costa Rican CCTLD. And of course, I look forward for the submission of Nominate and VeriSign that you also announced that should come. But I think I'm very happy by the amount of comment of response and some of the substantial comments. And in terms of your summary, I just want to note two things. One, that some people mentioned that some three-letter GTLDs have been assigned. It would be nice to have a definitive list of three-letter new GTLDs either that have been already delegated or are waiting for delegation. That would be very helpful to have it at, because that's a very, very handy example that we should have in present of what's going on. And the second comment I want to make is that you noted already, there is a little bit tension between position of governments and position of CCTLDs. I want to go back to the original output from the CCNSO working group and check if they took any position on three-letter codes. Those are two elements that I think would be very helpful to have together with this document. How many three-letter codes were in the last round? And if go back to the working group, CCNSO working group, and check if three-letter codes were meant at all from the point of view of CCTLD managers. Thank you very much, Lars.
This is Lars, for the record. Thank you, Carlos. There's a very good suggestion. I will certainly pull that information on the three-letter codes. That should be relatively straightforward, and I'll share that with the group as soon as I get hold of those the list of three other codes that have been allocated. And I will also confer with Bart on the CCNSO document. So I think that should be relatively easy to gather. And I think, well pointed out, Carlos will add that to the summary overview here and also send around the list separately so everybody is sure to have the information. And just one quick observation. I mean, you will see this yourself when you look through the document, but the responses from the various groups, if you want, the governments, a couple of GAC members that have submitted on their own behalf, the views of the CCTLD providers, and the view of GNSSO members are not necessarily cohesive in themselves, meaning that the CCTLD community, which is the largest contributor to the survey, is by no means cohesive in their viewpoints. It's only true for the GNSSO that they all have more or less the same responses, but it was only a small response of four altogether. So that might have to do with that as well. But that is, I suppose, just indicative of the amount of work that's ahead of us. Right. I think we're going to leave it at this, unless anybody else has something to raise. I can't see anything in the chat, nor a hand up. And unless Bart has something to add, he's taking the notes. If that's not the case, I think I'm going to give you 40 minutes back of your day. We close the call early. The next call, as I said, will be on the 11th of January. We will keep this time for the time being, 21 UTC. And with that, I wish you all happy holidays, a happy new year, and see you in 2016. Thank you very much, and bye-bye.
Thank you. The meeting has been adjourned. Operator, you can now stop the recording. Please remember to disconnect all the remaining lines and enjoy the rest of your day.